Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you guys are doing well today. Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday, TGIF. How are you guys doing today? Go ahead and load up the comments with the good mornings. I will be going over there shortly. I just wanted to say thank you so much. We have completed another week. We also have our book giveaway winners that I will be announcing today. So I have their names. I have two since we didn't do one last week. So stay tuned for that. Today is a very, very interesting topic. Man, I don't know if I want to dissect it all, but I was up really, really late and this came to me. And I hope it resonates with you guys, but it's basically like things won't change in your life until you do. You are the sole just person that's going to get your life exactly the way you want it or to the next level or to align with your purpose. So we're going to dig into it. We're going to really dig deep and really dive deep into this subject because I think it's super, super, super crucial. And I'll tell you guys why I got here. So load up the comments with all the good mornings. And if you guys want to enter the giveaway for next time, if you haven't already, then all you have to do is follow me on Instagram. And also I'm going to be switching up the giveaway rules because the Morning Motivation also has its Instagram page. So you guys go ahead and follow that there. But if you follow me on Instagram, then you can enter the giveaway there. And to my people that don't have Instagram, it's coming soon. The link is coming soon. Just wait on it. But you guys have ample time to enter and ample time to win a book. The more you interact, the more you show up for the Morning Motivation Live, the better your chances are to getting or winning a book. So let me go ahead and say the morning prayer, and we're going to jump into the morning shout outs and jump right into today's topic. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for waking us up for another day. Thank you for giving us a day full of purpose, full of vision, full of just anointing, and full of discernment. Lord, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your abundance. Thank you for your grace. And if anybody is in the midst of waiting on their blessing or they're waiting on something to unfold, give them patience in this time, Lord. Allow them to know that you're always there, that you're never going to leave their side, and that whatever they're waiting for is on the way. They just have to hang tight and wait on your perfect timing. And all these things I ask in your darling son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And if you are not religious or spiritual, that is totally fine. You are still welcome here in the Morning Motivation. Or if you have a different religious belief or background, totally fine. You're still welcome here. So let me go ahead and go to my people, my morning. What should we call you guys? What should we be called? Morning motivators, morning motivation crew. What do you guys want to be called? Let me know in the chats. But let me start off with good morning, Destiny. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Laura Lee. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Dada. Dia. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Melindy. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Sanji. Good morning, Anastasia. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Brianna. Good morning, Charlene. And good morning, Sanji again. Sanjay. Okay, Sanjay. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Sanjay. Got it. Thank you so much for tuning in again. And thank you all for being here. If this is your first time tuning in live, please let me know where you're listening from. It warms my heart when I know I have where you guys are. And if you're international, especially, and if you're an international watcher, then good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Thank you. And thank you for letting me know, Sanjay. Got to make sure I'm pronouncing you guys' names right. So if I mispronounce your name, please let me know. Please correct me. Give me the phonetic spelling so I can get it together because I want to respect your guys' beautiful names. Good morning, Bean Meach. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Okay, so today's topic came to me, y'all, super late. I stayed up. I was just up. My mind is spinning. You ever have those nights where either you're just thinking or whatever you're trying to strive for just keeps you up at night? Good morning, Tiffany. I had one of those nights last night and I was doing some research. I was looking at my life. I was looking at other people's, and I was looking at like the last 5 years and really examining what did I do in my life in the last 5 years to either get me here, to get me either closer to my goals, away from my goals. So 5 years ago, let me see. Let me do a little calculation. Y'all know I ain't good at math. Was 2017. So 2017 is when I got off active duty and I went and moved to New York. You guys have heard that story. If you haven't, long story short, when I was on active duty, I was diagnosed with mild depression because active duty military. I was diagnosed with mild depression because I absolutely, when I say hated my job, I was really depressed. I think that I was diagnosed with mild depression because I was still able to like get up and to function, but in the military, you kind of don't have a choice. Like if you don't get up, there are really bad consequences. So there was always a motivation for me to get up. But nonetheless, I really, really hated my circumstances. I love the money I was making, you know, don't get me wrong. The money was great, but I was really miserable. I really did not like what I did 9 to 5. I started my YouTube channel a few years before, but around 2015. 2017 is when I left New York and went to Austin and started on my entrepreneurial endeavors. And what really made me think about this time period, and you guys think about back when you were back in 2017, where were you? What was your mindset? What were your goals? What job did you have? Where were you? And it's very funny because in 2017, I did the same like leap of faith type of situation scenario. I was less prepared, but I still was in the leap of faith mode. I left New York. I wanted to try things on my own. And in this time period, I will say that at this time, my YouTube channel was taking off. However, I got distracted. I met a guy. That's normally how we get distracted, right? I met a guy and I think I got too comfortable in the success. I think that when my YouTube channel did start taking off, my videos were getting really, really good numbers at this period of time. Like really, really good numbers. Like I was hitting 20,000 views in like 24 hours. It was crazy. Like my channel was exploding at this point. However, I got comfortable in this success, feeling like it's going to last forever. So I did not double down. Like anytime you're in a moment of, I want to say this before I continue with the story. Anytime you're in a moment of success, peak, height, either your money goes up or, you know, you're finally in the groove, you're finally getting the action and traction that you've been waiting for. Because at this point, I had been doing YouTube maybe 14, 15, 16, 17, 3 years. So I was at the point where I was like, yes, I'm going full time. This is my time to shine, all this stuff, right? Never get comfortable in success. Never get comfortable. If you're making like if you're at a peak of your money right now, or you're in the midst of like, maybe this is the most money you've ever made, or maybe things are going exactly the way you wanted them to go and things are just falling into place. Never get comfortable in that space. And I'll tell you why. The moment you get comfortable is the moment you lose it. You worked your butt off to get there. Now you got to work twice as hard to stay there or to elevate past that. Happy Friday. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Veronica. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Lakeisha. Good morning, Sydney. Never get comfortable in your success. So when I got comfortable, I was like, oh, my channel's doing great. I thought I was just going to be able to coast. So I didn't create as much. I think at this time I met a guy. I do remember that. I remember meeting a guy and I was really doing well when I met him. And I remember meeting him and I remember my channel never being the same after that. Don't know if he was the cause. I don't know if I was distracted because I still remember working on it. I still remember putting in my time and my energy, but I think I kind of shifted a little bit. Something happened. I didn't have the same mindset that I did when I got to Austin after leaving New York. And so just mirroring my life now to where it was back in 2017, it's damn near identical. I'm in kind of like the same kind of space to a certain extent. It's a lot different. I have progressed, I have accomplished some stuff. But I will say though, if you look back at your life from 2017 till now, really understand that your life will not change unless you do. You know, after that time, my mindset really didn't shift too much, right? Your mindset has to shift. Your mindset has to elevate. You constantly have to continue to work on yourself, work on your craft, really continue to elevate, educate, never get comfortable. It's okay to be content in a season, to be content in a moment. Like, you don't want to get to a space where you're never thankful, you're never grateful, you're always in your head about what's next. And you don't want to be anxious, right, about the time and space that you're in or getting to the next level. You want to have a level head about it. You want to be content in your blessings and be grateful for where you are. But you never want to get comfortable in that success. It's like when I hear people, I've never had a weight loss journey, but I'll just say from what I hear, it's like when people have a weight loss journey and then they meet their goal. And as soon as they meet their goal, then they start splurging again. Then they start eating what they used to eat. And then they look up and all of the weight that they lost is on them again. It's the same thing. We can never get comfortable. As soon as we hit a goal, you guys, we have to double down on the action, on the mindset, on anything that you were doing to get you to that point. Because human nature has a tendency to be like, oh, I'm finally here. I've made it. And I'm just going to chill out a little bit. I did the same thing in college when it came to my grades, right? The first semester, I killed my GPA at a 3.6. I was making good grades. And I was like, man, I worked so hard this semester. I'm going to chill out a little bit this semester. That was the worst mindset to have. And if you are a person that kind of has this ebb and flow, we have to break that cycle. And I'm talking to myself too, because if you don't break this mindset or this cycle or this habit, what ends up happening is you're going to be right back at square one. You're going to have to start over. It's like a game. It's like game over. You know, have you ever been playing a video game and you reach a level or you get comfortable and somebody comes and kills you, or you step on something or you hit something in your avatar? Just boo, 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 and you have to start from the beginning. It's kind of like that. I feel like if you do not continue, and I mean, and not in like a little eensy peen, oh, I'm gonna do a little bit here and a little bit there, consistently, you guys, on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, because your life will not change until you do. So if there's anything that you have right now, if there's any scenario, situation, whether it be job, whether it be education, whether it be you still want to pass that certification, you still are waiting to go back to school, the time is now. Life is going to continue to keep moving. Life is going to continue to keep pushing. Time does not wait for anybody. God can love you and still leave you right where you're at because he can't force you to do anything. So at times we can, you know, the one thing that's kind of, I wouldn't say bad, but one thing we can't get caught up in, especially with manifestation and all of these acts and all of these things outside of ourselves. You know, I used to dabble a little bit in tarot, not gonna lie. And I stopped. And the reason why I stopped is because, not that I personally thought it was evil, even though people can say, you know, feel how they feel about it, witchcraft, all that stuff. But I stopped dabbling in it because, one, the Bible does tell us to. And I think the reason too is not because of the witchcraft part, so to speak. I think it's because you rely too much on outside things outside of yourself and outside of God to get you to the next level. You know, if some cars say you're successful, you'll be like, oh, I'm gonna be good. So you might sit back and relax. Or you might be like, oh, I'll be straight eventually. So you're not taking action. You're not being proactive in what you need to do for yourself. To in order to be successful, in order to get to yourself to the next level, in order to level up, you have to continuously on a daily basis be proactive in your pursuit to getting in alignment, to getting what God has for you, to having that relationship, to really striving, to study, to elevate. It takes active participation on your point. You cannot be a passenger in your story. You have to be active. We have to be active seekers of the calling, of the purpose, of the whatever you're aligned with. Because if you don't, man, time is just going to continue to tick and tick and tick. And then years, months, days are going to pass you, and you're going to be in the either the same space, either the same apartment, driving the same car, making the same amount of money, in the same old boring, not saying boring, but unfulfilling relationship. Just nothing is going to change until you do. Nobody's coming to rescue you. And I know this rhetoric has been really said around the thing. I don't care if you find a man who has money. Nobody's coming to rescue you. Nobody's going to come and present you a handout and say, here, life is going to be so much better because I have arrived and I'm going to give you your golden ticket. It don't work like that. It doesn't. I don't care what you're striving for. You can get opportunities. You can be presented all of these plethora of things, but I will tell you what, if you are not prepared to take hold of those opportunities, if you have an opportunity, but you did not study, you weren't preparing in the downtime, now is the time to prepare. When we are waiting on whatever we are aligning with, striving for, we prepare. You know, you can't be a millionaire or you can't want to be rich if you don't have a bank account. You can't want a home if you're not working on making sure your credit is where it needs to be, establishing good credit, you know, or you can't want a home if you're not saving your money. Your actions have to match your wants. Your actions have to match your wants. You can want to lose weight all the days of your life. If you're not eating right and working out, it's not going to happen. If you're not naturally thin, it's just not. You know, and we can say, oh, this isn't fair, or my parents did this, or I was raised here, and all of the excuses are cool, but it's just going to keep you stuck. We can listen to those excuses and rock ourselves to sleep, or give ourselves reasons and oh, but this, and it's not the right time, and I don't have enough money, and he just left me, and I have children. We can use all the excuses in the world. Parents, your children ain't going nowhere forever. They're stuck with you forever. So are you going to figure it out now, or are you going to continue to wait? He may never come back. He may never see your value. Are we going to wait? Are we going to say, you know what? I value myself, so I don't care. I'm moving forward. That business is not going to create itself. That website is not going to create itself. Those products are not going to create itself. Whatever that vision that God has in you, whatever business, whatever job, career path, whatever relationship and family, you know, how are you supposed to have a family if you're not dating? We have to be proactive in what we want. Ladies, especially my ladies of God, I get it that it says when a man findeth his wife, but how is he going to find you if you're never outside? He can't come to your house and knock on your door and stalk you. How is he going to find you if you don't have a dating app profile? Yes, I said it's okay to go on dating apps and make a beautiful profile where you're smiling and you're saying all the value you bring to the relationship. Man, I love walks. You know, I want to fill somebody up. I'm looking forward to a family. I can't wait to be a wife. Not putting your best foot forward and not saying, well, don't talk to me if you ain't serious and you don't want to. Good morning. Your actions have to match your wants. And let me keep it a buck. It's not going to be easy. Nothing we want and strive for is going to be easy. Going out on date after date after date with Mr. Boring and Mr. You know, curses too much and Mr. All of that stuff is not fun all the time. When we're striving to getting what we want is not fun all the time. Applying for jobs is a job. It's not fun all the time. Starting a business is not fun. I don't care how many vacations we see on Instagram. I don't care how many people make pretty reels and make stuff look so easy. Nothing we want is going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would have it. God honors those who work. Why would he give us something that we did not work for? One, we wouldn't appreciate it, and two, we would lose it. It's simple. Just like you would not give your niece, your nephew, your children something if they did not earn it, because then they would take it for granted. That's why we have to work for the things that we want. I don't care if you're a child of God. I don't care if you go to Bible study and church. If those actions aren't matching the other actions, then cool, you were just a great Christian. That's not aligning with your with your purpose and what you're supposed to do. That's just an action of your everyday life. Does that make sense? You can't want to lose weight if we're not eating healthy. You know, if we're not getting the fruits and vegetables, if we're not getting outdoors or maybe getting a gym membership, a lot of this stuff is easy. We just don't do it. Does that make sense? Like, the action steps are easy. They're just tedious, time consuming, annoying. Let's keep it a buck. But if you think getting to the next level is not going to have its own issues, like when you own a business, business taxes are boring. They're not fun, but you got to do it. You know, being married is maybe your goal, but if you don't know conflict resolution, if you don't have even healed your past trauma, then you're just going to cause your marriage to be more painful than it needs to be. If you end up being with him, if your toxic traits haven't scared him off. Hello, somebody. I had to work on that. That wasn't easy. Getting a relationship coach was, one, not cheap, for one. Two, it was work I had to do on myself each and every week. Healing, you guys, is not easy. It's necessary. Going to the gym is not easy, but it's necessary. Being healthy is not easy, but it's necessary. It's easy to be lazy. It's easy to eat the junk food. It's easy not to work out. It's easy to binge watch Netflix and not do what you said you told God you wanted this year. It's easy to scroll on Instagram for hours and hours and hours instead of creating the Instagram post for your business. It's easy to call somebody on the phone or talk about people that are striving for their goals and doing what they want to do and being jealous. That's easy energy. That's low vibrational energy. That's why it's easy. Anything that's low is easy. It takes a warrior to step up and action the things that they need to action. And everybody listening right now has that power within them. I am no different than you. I am no stronger than you. I am no wiser than you. I am no nothing than you. It doesn't matter about how somebody looks. It's all about your action. Because hustle beats talent any day of the week. Hustle beats talent any day of the week. And some of us are so talented, it makes us lazy. Because you're like, oh, I got it. I ain't gotta do that. They should just know. One thing I learned about in the, the Science of Getting Rich or Science of Millionaire Mind? The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind is rich people promote themselves. Rich people suffer nothing of laziness. Remember what we read on the Proverbs 31 woman? She suffers nothing of laziness. You guys, we have to ensure that we are getting up. We are being proactive. We're taking action. We're not talking about it. We're being about it. Even when it's hard, even when you're not seeing your fruits of your labor, even when you've been praying and you're like, dang, God, like, how long am I going to have to wait? Keep working. Keep praying. Keep being thankful. Keep being grateful. It's coming. It's just not coming when you want it to come. But it's always for a reason. The delay, there's a blessing in the delay. Maybe he's not giving it to you because he knows your heart's not right. Maybe he's not giving it to you yet because you got some more work to do. Maybe he's trying to make sure that this time when he gives it to you, you're not going to fumble the bag. Hello, because we've all had opportunities and options that we may have, you know, oops. And God probably like, okay, I knew you weren't going to be ready, but I tried to give you what you asked for, but you ain't ready. You know, maybe there's still trauma you have to heal from. Maybe you still communicate in a childish manner. Maybe you still got to go to therapy. Whatever it is, we got to get it because we're only going to change us. We're only going to make ourselves better. We're only going to get better. Thank you for being here for your first time. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, Morning Doses for you guys. But anything that you want to do will not be easy, you guys. No one can do, and this is the thing, can nobody do your homework but you? Nobody can run your race. Nobody can start that business. Nobody can get themselves together. Nobody can get in that gym but you. You have to talk. You have to look at yourself in the mirror sometimes and hype yourself up or tell yourself about yourself in the most loving way because we are our own best friends, right? So you're going to look at yourself in the mirror. Girl, you are so beautiful. You lack in confidence. You are beautiful. Hey, queen, smile at yourself. Big yourself up. Hey, girl, today we get in the gym. No excuses. I don't want to hear it. Nope. Talk to yourself. Be your own best friend. Hype yourself up. Tell yourself about yourself. Girl, get it together. Come on now. You said you want to go. Set an alarm. Y'all, set an alarm. It's 2022. Everybody should have a planner. And if you don't have a physical planner, you need to be using your phone. There's no reason why we should be late to stuff. Y'all, when I have an appointment, I set it. I said, you could do alerts. I remind myself 2 hours early, sometimes a day before, sometimes 30 minutes. You know how many alarm clocks I got for the Morning Motivation? So I make sure I show up for y'all each and every day. And again, I'm not no better than nobody. What I'm saying is in order for us to get to the next level, in order for you to really unlock that potential, unlock what God has for you, unlock to your next level, we have to take action. We can't be lazy. We cannot be passive. Accountability. Thank you. Hello. We got to be accountable. I love that. I see y'all's comments. I'm coming to y'all. I just don't want to lose train of thought. And the reason why it's so crucial, I keep saying this, the time is going to pass anyway. Y'all, 5 years ago was 2017. Where did you think in 2017 you would be 5 years from then? I had no idea I was going to be in Atlanta. None. No idea I was going to be a homeowner. So thankful for that. I'm not done yet. You know, you celebrate your wins. 100% celebrate when you reach your goals, you reach your accomplishment, but you don't stay in it too long. You celebrate and you keep it pushing because you can't live in the celebration. You know, congratulations. It's good to celebrate your wins. It's good to treat yourself. You have to. It's going to keep you. It's going to make you want to keep going and keep striving and keep getting more. So definitely celebrate, but don't live in the celebration. Did you guys see the Disney movie Cruella? I love the scene where it's in the Disney movie Cruella. I really, really love this movie. But it's when what was her name? Anyways, the main character, the villain, when she's reading the newspaper and she's telling her staff, we did such an amazing job. She read the review. They said that she was her product was a chef kiss. She said, let's bask in it and let's move on. And I love that because that is very true. Good morning, everyone that came in. It's very true. Celebrate those moments. When you buy your house, celebrate. When you find that man, celebrate. When you get that promotion, you get into school, you pass that exam, celebrate. But then there's more work to be done on the other side. Y'all, when y'all get a home, when some of y'all finally get those keys, it's more work on the other side of that. And it's okay. It's cool. You're ready for it because you've done all that work to get to your home, right? Especially my homeowners, let them know it's more work to be done. I got to do taxes and homestead exemptions and all this other stuff that I never had to do in an apartment. You know, new level, new devil. Not to discourage you, but just to know the reason why this was hard, because what is happening after that is also going to be challenging. Also going to come with some stuff. So all of this is meant to build you and make you stronger. So when you get here, you can handle everything that's coming after that. It's like, you know, anything that we want to strive for, anything that we are working towards is going to take a level of focus, a level of discipline. That's why I started the Morning Motivation series the first few weeks with No Excuses by Brian Tracy. I wanted to lay that foundation so we had no excuses moving forward with what we wanted to do. And if you guys have any issues with that, or excuse me, if you have any issues with discipline and getting to the next level and making excuses for yourself or coddling yourself a little too much, go pick up the book. I was looking around because I normally have it here on my table, but my honey was reading it yesterday. Vanessa said Emma Stone. No, not Emma Stone's character, the main character. I forgot what her name was. Spoiler alert, her mom in the movie. I forget what her name was, but bask in your celebrations, but keep it moving. Vacations do not last forever. Vacations last a few days. You know, when it's cool, everybody has a season. So also honor the season you're in, right? Just like there's four seasons in the world or on the earth, you know, there's a time to harvest. There's a time to plant. There's a time to rest. So honor the season that you're in. Sometimes you may be in a resting season. Sometimes you may be in a harvest season where you're just getting all the fruits. I felt like 2019 for me, or 2019, I felt like I was finally getting rewarded for a lot of my hard work. You know, but just like you get rewarded, just like you harvest, then your bed goes dormant, your crop goes dormant, and then you need to plant again in the spring. So just because you may be in a dormant season where things ain't sprouting up, things aren't working, I'm trying, but you know, it's not coming to fruition. It's okay, you're just in a season. No season lasts forever. Everything on this planet, in this world, is temporary. Nothing is new under the sun. What goes up must come down. So just because you planted the seeds a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, they're not ready yet. What does Steve Harvey say? You know, when we put seeds, we put them in the dirt and we have to cover it with soil, and then the plant has to break through the soil. So it says what, bamboo takes 5 years to sprout? 5 years. So when you plant seeds, when I say planting seeds, when you're doing the work, when you're studying, when you're trying to get through that exam, when you're trying to get into school, when you're trying to start that business, look at what season you're in. If you are in the planting season, like if it's springtime for you and you're planting your seeds, then your harvest isn't going to come just yet. So we have to be patient. And that's where prayer comes in. Sometimes even me, y'all, like, I'll be like, dang, why, you know, I'm doing all this and I'm doing this. Why hasn't this happened? What is it? And then I have to stop myself because you know what? Steve Harvey's voice comes in my mind. What you tripping for? Y'all ever seen that meme when he said, what are you tripping for? You know, God has you. Just wait. Just be patient. Calm down. You know, sometimes we be so anxious trying to be like, hey, God, when is it coming? Hey, God, when is it coming? Hey, God, when is it coming? Hey, God, hey, did you see me? I did it. Hey, hey, hey. He's like, bro. Hey, chill out. I got you. Just wait. It ain't your time yet. It's like your kids. Some of y'all got kids that be like, mama, mama, mama. And you be like, well, hold on. I'm going to get to you. Just wait a minute. Hold on. I'm doing some others. I'm setting your clothes out. I'm up here making your breakfast. Wait a minute. I will get to you, but I'm trying to do something for you over here first. And that's what God is doing for us in those times where we feel like he's not listening. At the times we feel like stuff isn't moving. I've been praying for this money. When is it coming? I've been praying for this. When is it coming? It's on its way. You just have to be patient. Be patient. Praise him in the midst of the struggle. Praise him in the midst of your downtime. Praise him in the midst of things not going right. Praise him in the midst of you failing the exam. Praying in the midst of the broken relationship. Pray in the midst of everything that is not working out for you, because he is sifting and shifting things away from you so you can be your very best. So you can step into your very best. He wants you to continue to move forward. You have to continue to move forward. Start shifting your mindset. Start being thankful, because everything is happening to you and for you. Or everything that is happening to you is happening for you. You know, we got to be in a more proactive mind. We really have to. The reason why I talk about mindset, and the reason why if you study motivation or if you study money, the reason why mindset is so important, because your mindset unlocks everything. If your mindset isn't strong, if you don't work on your mindset daily, y'all, nobody is lacking that human element of self-doubt. You know, but you have to be the bouncer. Remember, we talked about you being the bouncer of your mind. You have to be the bouncer in your mind to allow thoughts to either come in and stay, right? Thoughts may slip through the cracks, and it's okay. You're human. You're going to have a negative thought. It's how do you process that thought? You see that negative thought, you want to do something, and here's your negative thoughts coming like, ooh, I knew this wasn't going to work out. Do you let that linger and invite more bad thoughts, where the thought is like, hey, come over here. She's letting us hang out today. She's not kicking us out her mental club. So come on, all of the negative thoughts. Are you allowing them to come in, sit down, chill, and fester and say, oh, I knew it wasn't gonna work out too. What'd you think? Yeah, I knew it wasn't gonna work out 3 weeks. Are you gonna let those thoughts keep running your mind? Or are you gonna say, wait, I see you, you're not welcome here. I see you. Nope, because I know God is on his way. I know I'm doing the work. So all I got to do is keep working. All I got to do is keep praying. All I got to do is keep. And if it's an alignment, and you'll know when it's an alignment, because you'll know someone is for you because you don't want to do it. That's really how you know if something isn't for you. Because it's one thing to go through a struggle and still want to proceed. You know, you can fail the exam, but you still want that license. That's how you know it's for you. If you fail the license exam, and you're like, that wasn't for you, because your heart wasn't really in it. That really wasn't aligned with you. You know, if you get into a fight in your relationship and you can humble yourself and you go, you know what, let me work on myself. Let me fix them. That's how you know you still really want that relationship. If you're like, you know, that's how you know. That's how you know if it's really for you. So if you still want it after being denied, after things being delayed, after things not working out the way you, and you still want it. And I'm talking about the healthy stuff, y'all. Some people got to go. Some people ain't for you. So just recognize if God removed them, that let him remove some stuff. But if it's really genuine and there's no sin in it, that's how you know it's from God. You know it's from God when there's no sin in it, when you didn't have to sneak to get it. You didn't have to go behind somebody's back to get it. You were just your forthright self, and you were honest, and you were in the zone. That's how you know it's meant for you. Anything you have to be deceptive about or sneaky about, or, you know, it's not for you. Somebody else's man is not your man. If you have a man or woman, somebody, you know, you're off the shelf. Nothing out there is for you if you're in a monogamous relationship. And you can be like, well, I really like them, but I'm still with this person. The grass is not greener. Don't fall for that trick. That'd be the devil, y'all. Anytime you think something is better than what you have, that would just be up there like, it worked. He'd be like, it worked. Never think that the grass is greener where you water it. Okay. Hello. Come on, somebody. Hello. Get my shout music. Okay. But the time is going to pass anyway. So the time is now. Whatever you've been waiting for, go. You've been waiting for somebody to tell you it's time. It's time. You've been waiting for somebody to say, take action, take action. You've been waiting on a sign. This is your sign. It's time. It's go time. Let's go. Let's go. Today, you're going to get up. Today, you're not going to let depression get to you no more. Today, you're not going to let your anxiety stop you. Today, you're not going to let your negative thoughts and beliefs get to you. You have all weekend to come up with a game plan, to come up with a strategy, make your vision board, write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. And every day you look at it and you execute it. What can I do to make sure that I'm getting to the next level? What can I do to make sure that, you know, when I'm ready for the exam? What can I do to make sure I'm ready for my husband? What can I do to make sure I'm ready for my children? What can I do to make sure that I am ready for everything God has for me? Because I want to be ready. I want to be, I don't know about you guys, I want to be ready. When God presented me a man, I was ready, y'all. I had some stuff to still work out. Not to say you're going to be perfect. Not to say that things are going to go smoothly all the time to your goals. I had some stuff to work out, but I was ready. We have to be ready. We have to be in a receiving stance. Does that make sense? So in order for us to be received, we got to be ready. You know, when people are playing football and the quarterback throws the ball down, the wide receivers have to be ready, because if he's way over here and the play says he's supposed to be over here, he has to get ready to be in the right spot to catch his, to catch the ball. You got to be in the right position to catch your blessing. How you going to catch your blessing and you still in the locker room? You ain't even got your clothes. You ain't even got your cleats on. Come on now. We got to get dressed. We got to get our cleats on. We got to get ready to catch these blessings. You got to get on the field. How are you going to play? And you're not in on the field. You're in the locker room. For some women, it's just like, what are you talking about? I'll give you one better. How you going to miss the party? Cause you still getting ready. You going to miss the party bus. The party bus leaves at 8 and you still in your bathroom, getting ready, putting your lashes on. Let's go. What you waiting for? Come on, let's go. You supposed to been ready. What's going on? And one thing you don't want to do is regret not getting ready. Seeing your blessing. Ain't nothing worse than kind of seeing your blessing pass you by. And not to say God won't hook you up with another one, but I was listening to the Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. And one of the prayers in the book says, God, if there are blessings that other people cannot receive or execute, send them to me. There are people praying for your blessings. There are people praying for your blessings. And that book is a wide-known book. So there are people out there. That's why people get, you ever had an idea? You ever wanted to do something and you slept on it and you seen it executed a few months later or a year later? And you're like, wait, that was my idea. Because there are people out there that are genuinely praying for your blessings, not your downfall, because they don't know you, but they're praying for your blessings. It's a prayer that says in that book, if there are any blessings out there that people are not receiving or they're not ready to receive, give them to me. Do you want somebody else? Not just with their blessings, but they got your blessings and his blessings, and they just blessing now, and they just walking down the street with all these blessings because you're not executing yours. God won't give them away unless you, if you show up. You know, it's just like tryouts. You know, you got to show up to get the jersey. If you don't show up to tryouts to get the jersey, he gonna give it to somebody else. It's not that person's fault or God's fault. You didn't show up. You didn't do the work. So we have to do the work. What's the name of the book? The name is The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. I will be giving that book away. That one is life-changing. And it's free on YouTube. I actually shared it on, I'll put it in the Facebook group. I'll share it on the Facebook group. It's a free, you can listen to it free on YouTube. Don't even have to buy it if you don't want to. But people are out there praying for your blessings. So why give your blessings away for free? You know, Steve Harvey had a prayer where he calculated all of the square footage in the planet. And he said, God, I just need my 5 acres. I want my 5 acres, right? He was like, I want my 5 acres of land because he wanted land to call him his own. He had been homeless for years. He was sleeping out of his car and he just wanted his own land. And he said, God, I just want my 5 acres. Please just give me my five, bless me with my 5 acres. And then he started thinking. He was like, well, I got a homeboy, June June, that be on the corner. He doesn't want acres. So God, can I have his acres? Since he doesn't want them, can I have his acres? And I know Ronnie's not doing nothing. Can I have Ronnie's acres? And he just started going down a list of all the people that he knew that weren't taking action on their lives. And he was praying for their blessings. They got to go somewhere. And he did. He ended up getting hella acres. I forgot what the acre amount was, but it was a lot. And he started his foundation, and all of these great things came from that blessing. But y'all cannot leave blessings on the table. Y'all want to get to heaven? Man, we talk about this. And God get his spiritual iPad, and he'd be like, well, Veronica, welcome. Let me see. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, shoot. Ooh, you missed that one too? Okay, you got that one. Well, Veronica, I had some good stuff for you, but it's cool. You didn't get it, but it was a part of your purpose. It was a part of your destiny, and I had some great stuff. I had some great stuff for you, but it's cool. You wanted to watch Netflix, so you just didn't get it. But welcome. Could you imagine? And you look and you peeking over that iPad and you seeing $1 million and mansions and a husband and a family and who knows, whatever your heart desires. And I use Veronica. Sorry, Veronica. I just used you as an example. Sorry, boo. But imagine. And we don't know what that conversation is like, right? We don't know. I'm doing my own little analogy, but that's what keeps me from not going after my goals. I would hate to get up there to heaven or wherever we're going and God look on his spiritual iPad and be like, wait, what was you doing? Look at all this stuff I had for you, but you was out there playing. You didn't take your gift seriously. You didn't take your purpose seriously. So, oh, you know what? I gave your blessings to Felicia. I gave your blessings to Felicia because she was praying. She was praying and executing and moving and doing the things that you didn't do. So I gave them to her. Could you imagine that conversation? You'd be like that. You sit up there like a little kid. Like, I don't want to have that conversation with God. I don't. I don't. Wanted to give it to you, but you was watching Netflix. It's cool. And let me say this. There's nothing wrong with downtime, you guys. I'm not saying go hard and burn yourself out. No, life is about balance. We talk about this all the time. So don't take this and drive yourself into the ground. Absolutely not. But what I will say is I don't want to have that conversation with God. So to each their own. I'm trying to get mine. I'm trying to count. I'm trying to, I'm calling forth all of my blessings. Maybe a little bit more if people don't want to use theirs. Hello, because that's what the book told me to do. I'm praying for all of y'all. I'm praying that we are all in alignment, that we are all seeking his kingdom first before we want anything, because we can want $1 million, but if that wasn't in our plan, our purpose, whatever, if that's not from God, it's not going to make us truly happy. So always remember that. Always seek. That's why we seek the kingdom first. That's why we seek God's will first before our own, because his will is always better than ours. Always. So that's why we put him first. And then we go after what we want and we make sure that we pray about it. We make sure that we're in alignment. We make sure it's meant for us. We make sure we're seeking him and that our heads are down. We're not worried about what Susie, Lucy, and Floozy are doing. And we're going after what we have to do. Because time is not going to wait for nobody. So whatever you got to do, whether it's therapy, whether it's some coaching, hello, working on my coaching certification. Y'all let me know if y'all need some coaching. But the mindset has to shift. If you're being blocked, pray for God to block it. Pray for, oh, excuse me, to unblock it. Pray for whatever you cannot buy. You need some strength, pray for strength. You need some patience, pray for patience. You need some discernment, pray for discernment. You need direction, pray for direction. He will give you everything you need. You guys already heard it here first. Some of y'all have already told me you did the prayer. God, remove anybody out of my life that doesn't need to be here. And y'all said people started leaving. It works. Prayer works, y'all. Some prayers work faster than others, but you will be surprised. Stop thinking you have to do it on your own. You don't. That's why God is there. You're not ever alone, but he can't step in unless you ask him to. He can't step in and give you that support, that discernment, that motivation to get you out of that depression, to stop that anxiety. He can't do anything until you ask him to. He's not a forceful being. He, she, whatever. They're not the universe, God, whomever you call. They are not a forceful being. They only open up to you when you open up your heart. When you turn and say, hey, I need you. I want your guidance. And I don't care what denomination you are. Everybody can have a relationship with God. I don't care what you call him. Call him, her, universe, Allah, whatever. I don't think God cares. I think that he cares about y'all's relationship. Just like I call my mom, ma. You might call your mom, mommy. Somebody else I know calls their mother, their mom, mother. It doesn't matter what you call them. Call them. The number is still the same. Everybody got the line. Hey, what's up? How are you? Can I help? Can I talk to you for a second? And prayer does not have to be, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in your kingdom. It don't got to be like that. You could be like, Lord, I am struggling. Help me, please. Please help me. I need you right now. Please give me discernment. Please give me patience. Because God, I can't take it no more. You could talk to him just like I'm talking to you. You do not have to make it any type of way. And I get the Bible will tell you there's a certain way you could pray. That's cool. Use that prayer if that works for you. But I think he cares more so about the relationship you guys have than anything else. Regardless if you sit in a church, if you sit in a mosque, if you get on your knees, what it does, I feel like the relationship you have with him is the most important to that being. So, not going to jump on this too much longer. I think y'all got the point. I hope you guys got some motivation today. I hope you guys take this weekend and get to it if you haven't already. And by now, we in March. Some of y'all been rocking with me since January 4th or 3rd. I think it was January 3rd, 4th. Whatever the first Monday of the year was. I know y'all got some plans. I know y'all been writing y'all vision and making it plain. There is no way that y'all could be with me and not be and taking action on your goals. Y'all been with me almost every day. Y'all better be out there getting it. Y'all better not waste y'all time coming to morning motivation and just going and not doing nothing about everything that I say. Please don't let my words be in vain. I do not, as much as I love y'all, I do not do this for my health. I do it because I love it. I do it because I feel like it's my calling. But I pray that what I say to y'all really resonates and you take everything that you have for yourself and you execute it. That she ever said, who been here since January? But I know y'all can do it. I know you guys are going to be full. I know it. That's why I had to say it, because I know y'all are out there taking action. Okay. Sydney says, yes, coaching. Okay, I got y'all. Let me announce the winners of the book giveaway, because I have two, and then I'm going to read your comments. So let me do the winners before 9 o'clock. And if anybody has to jump off and go to work, have a blessed and beautiful day. And I will see you guys on Monday. But the winners are, y'all ready? Drum roll. Melindy, congratulations. You are one of my book winners. Woo, woo. Congratulations. And Anaya, you are also one of my book winners. Congratulations, ladies. Anaya and Melindy, you guys DM me your address so I can send you your books. And if you don't, I'll find you myself. But congratulations and thank you for being such a super supporter. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Your books will be on the way shortly. And every Friday, you guys, I have a book giveaway. So make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you guys share these videos with everybody that you know, because we need this channel to grow so I can continue to come back each and every day or weekday to give you guys a dose of daily motivations. So congratulations. Yes, DM me, Miss Melindy, so you can get your book. And Anaya. Anaya's normally here, but she's not. I got you. All right. So let me go to the comments. If you guys have to go to work, I love you. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend, and I will see you on Monday. If you guys do not, I want to sit here and read your guys' comments. Even tears without any words, he understands that language too. Amen, Miss Debbie. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I miss you. I'm going to India. Oh, well, congratulations. Congratulations on going to India. Hold on. Oh, I missed some stuff. I was up on my box. And hold on. What did I miss? Okay, so Amber says, I'm here waiting on the job I want and I prayed about, and this is confirmation. Is things take time, especially good things. Patience is key. Absolutely. Oh, you and Latoya are going through that. I pray that if it's in alignment with God's will, that you guys will get the calls very, very, very soon. And if ever it doesn't, that means he has something better. Always remember, God's no is because he has something better right around the corner. But I do pray that you get the job that you want if it is in God's will for you. But congratulations for doing the work, because you had to apply. You had to get your resume together. You had to do your cover letter. And all of that is a lot of work. Okay. I had to hire somebody. So if y'all need help with y'all resumes, I do know somebody that has a service. He does LinkedIn, he does resumes, and he does cover letters. So let me know and I will share his information with you guys and point you guys in the right direction. Okay. And he does interview coaching as well. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Felicia. Felicia, I really appreciate it. Oh, thank you, Amber. And she said, everyone has free will. So when you want him to intervene, he will. Amen. All right, Sydney, you guys be on the lookout very soon. So I do have a coaching program coming very soon. Be very posted. I just want to make sure that I have all the tools. So I'm getting my certification to make sure that I'm just not telling y'all stuff that I think, but I'm actually implementing real life, you know, gems and stuff to you. So I don't want to come to you guys with a half butt type of situation, but yes, I will be starting coaching soon. So let me know, hit me up on Instagram, email me, let me know that you guys are willing and wanting, or maybe I'll have something that you guys can actually sign up for. So when it does launch, you guys are ready. But I feel like if you guys need some one-on-one, if you need to talk to me and figure out what's going on, to get some little clarity, to get some more confidence, whatever you need, I'm going to definitely have a service for you guys so I can make sure that I am working in my gift fully for you. Miss Tiffany says, I definitely needed to hear this today, but I'm so happy, Miss Tiffany. I'm going to get it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody is on its way. God's like, it's on its way. He like, dang, just wait a minute. It's like Amazon. Like, it's coming. Love this, Brittany. Thank you for these powerful words. I'm so happy that you are here. Thank you so much. I already said the name of the book. So everybody needs to listen to The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. I will be posting it on the Morning Motivation Facebook group. So make sure the Facebook page. So make sure you guys are on the Facebook page. Okay. Make sure you guys are following the Facebook page, and also follow the Morning Motivation Show's Instagram. So I get some numbers up so we can look all good and stuff in the hood. Okay. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Come on, Felicia. Latoya says, I put in my time off just to plan and prepare. Such confirmation always when I tune in. Oh, I'm so happy, you guys, because I had no idea. Your thoughts are powerful, and speaking positive and having God in your corner always, because this spiritual warfare is not a game. Hello. Thank you, Veronica. I really appreciate this. Come on. He said, amen. Come on, take him to church today. I appreciate it. I can't wait until your mugs come out. I'm always drinking my coffee while I'm watching this. Yes, y'all, I don't know where my mug is. I might have to like look or reorder it or whatever, but we need mugs so we can all be drinking together, okay? I don't know where my mug is. I've ordered it it feels like years ago. So I'll have to go back and make sure I order some more so I can make sure that they're good before I present them to you guys. Yes, you better preach. I'm so happy. Amen. Literally everything I needed to hear. So happy to hear that. Let's see. Anindi says, I don't want to mess that up. Anadi? Anadi? I had a 4/5 years of each year in a row being blessed. Congratulations. And something good happening for my life after almost 4 years of struggling, failing, and living and falling and getting back up. Oh, I love that. But that's your testimony. That's only going to make you stronger and able for you to help and connect with somebody else. If you're into basketball or sports, there are quarters, seasons. Quarters don't last forever. Things don't always last. Y'all, when I give my little sports analogies, y'all take them with a grain of salt because your girl don't really like. I know sports, but I don't know sports. Do that make sense? Like, I know sports, I know like the basics, but you know, I don't be knowing everything. And the thing I say is, let me be blessing to someone today. I love that. Come through with accountability. Absolutely. I talk to myself every morning and throughout the day, as we all should. The morning motivators. I like that. Do you guys like that? We call you guys the morning motivators. I kind of like that. I really, really appreciate all of your guys' love. Talent do make you lazy. I'm a good designer, but I wasn't good. It wasn't until I started drawing consistently and trying new things, my craft got way better. Yes, if you guys are naturally talented at something, do not rest on your laurels. Do not rest on just your talents alone because somebody will out-hustle you, okay? This reminds me, this this is reminding me about eating that carrot cake after the gym last night when I know I shouldn't have. Come on, Sydney. It's okay. It's okay to treat yourself. You went to the gym, but maybe if you weren't supposed to have it, then you weren't supposed to eat it. Healing is always easy, but it is necessary. Absolutely. Brittany, have you watched the Tinder Swindler? No more dating apps for me. But Vanessa, those women were kind of gullible. You can't let nobody that you barely know. First of all, let's just say this for my ladies that are still watching. If a man you are dating asks you for money, that is a red flag. I don't care if his house burned down. If he asks you for money and you're just dating him, that is a red flag. I did not see that. We just have to be smart. I don't think that any man that is not your man, like your real man, should be asking you for money, and then there should be limits to it. Because I wouldn't go around asking nobody for thousands of dollars. So why should somebody feel like, why would you be that comfortable? Don't be like, you could, dating apps are cool, Vanessa. Don't let that, those three women, background, it's called checks, background checks, Instagram profiles. I wish somebody would, man, I wish somebody would ask me for money. And I will say the one time a man asked me for money while he was my man, you should be the, unless you're his woman, and you've been down, like y'all been together and rocking, and you know he's a solid dude and you know he's been putting in for you. Absolutely not. Because I wouldn't go to, man, but that teach their own. Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for saying starting a business isn't easy. Social media has made entrepreneurship glamorous. My dad has his own business. It's rewarding, but it's not glamorous. It ain't glamorous at all. Not when you're doing your taxes, not when you, it's not. You loud today. I love it. Y'all, and I had no sleep. I had zero sleep last night. Your actions has to match your word. Your wants. Yep. Okay, I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Cheryl says, I've been getting comfortable and now I feel like I am slacking off because I've hit one of my goals. Got to get to it, Cheryl. I'm happy this topic is very much needed. Absolutely. And I'm so happy. Thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you guys for being with me today. I hope you guys, hold on. I want to get to everybody's. Amen. But yeah, don't be a fool, y'all. When y'all hearing in these dating apps, y'all don't be with some money, thousands. Shh. It's just, I love this so much and I needed it. Thank you. Glad I was here. Let's see. Ashley says, so this book is the one for this month, right? Yes. Well, I interchange the books. It depends on the week. It depends on the topic. But yes, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind is something I highly, highly request you guys listen to. It life-changing, life-changing. Hey, you are so much. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys. So I think I've read everything. Let's see. Thank you. Said prepare. So you will be prepared and you wait patiently for your new serve. Oh, thank you. I'll be working towards my certification either for starting in the fall or spring, and I cannot wait. I'm so happy for you. Gotta replay this back. Yes, you guys. So I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Congratulations to the book two book winners. Let me read them again. Melindy and Anaya, excuse me, Naya one, Naya one. So congratulations, ladies. Contact me. Please send me your address so I can send you your books. And I will catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for wrapping up another week of morning motivation with me. You guys are so awesome. You guys like really touch my heart and my life, and I love it. Let's see. Asking everyone for prayers. I am currently in the hospital with a blood clot in my right lung from a recent surgery. I'm only 24 and have been getting stressed with bills. This is it uplifts my spirit. Okay, so I'm gonna pray for you. Real quick. Can you spell your name phonetically if that's okay? So I make sure I say it right. Oh, thank you guys so much. I want to pray for this young lady. Is it Kara Misha? Charisma? Y'all, I'm horrible at reading. Y'all, if y'all been on the morning motivation post, y'all know why. I want to pray for her. Charisma. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today and ask you to heal and put your hand on Charisma today. I pray that her surgery goes well. I pray that when she is fully recovered, that she has all the strength and energy, and you place that purpose in her heart and her spirit to keep moving, keep pushing forward. I pray for healing. I pray for making sure that she has the right nurses and the right doctors, that they're alert, that they have the right heart, sound, body, and mind while they're nurturing and taking care of her and aiding her back to health. And I pray that she comes out better and stronger than ever, and this too shall pass. All these things I ask in your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So I'm praying for you, young sister. I hope that you get better. I pray that the nurses and the staff and everybody around you is in their right mind, and that they do it with care and love. And don't worry, God will make a way. God always makes a way. God always makes a way. And I pray, Lord, that you cover her bills and that all of her financial worries are diminished. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Oh, I pray for you. And I pray that you heal and that you just get better and come back on Monday for more morning motivation. Hopefully, that will help your spirit. So I pray for you. Thank you, everybody, for sticking around and praying. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you have warriors praying for you. We have some of the best people here on this live stream and on this podcast that are praying for you. So you are surrounded by angels and love and God's healing on your life. Okay. Love you so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed one. And I'll catch you guys on Monday. Bye, you guys. Bye. Have a great work day. Enjoy the weekend. If it's warm, go get some sun. Where two or more are gathered. Exactly. Thank you so much. You guys have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Bye, guys. It's okay, Lauren. Run it back. This was a good one. You got to run it back, Lauren. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Bye. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Okay. Wake up. It's the morning motivation. Wrong button.